blocked the unit from alerting domestic law enforcement because the men were in the country legally. The co-chair of the disbanded 9/11 commission says members are going to be looking into the new information. In Iraq today, gunmen kidnapped a senior Iraqi Interior Ministry official today. The U.S. military also reported the deaths of five more service members, and this came a day after a meeting of Iraqi political factions reached no consensus over the country's charter or constitution, less than a week before it needs to be approved. The U.S. military says it plans to ease conditions for some of the detainees in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, housing them in a renovated section with televisions, stereos, and a view of the Caribbean. The detention center's commanding officer said that in court papers today. For the past several weeks, the military has been renovating Camp Iguana near Camp X-Ray. It's going to be for detainees who are deemed no longer a threat to the United States. And that came from Brigadier General Jay Hood in an affidavit filed late today in federal court in Washington. Hood said the renovations are scheduled to be finished around August 15th, and he said some of those designated no longer enemy combatants will be able to live in communal housing with air conditioning, unlimited showers, and additional food. The Rolling Stones' upcoming album contains a song seemingly critical of President Bush. However, Mick Jagger is denying it's directed at him. The song is called Sweet Neocon, and there is no mention in the song of Bush or Iraq, but it does refer to military contractor Halliburton. Jagger has told the syndicated TV show Extra that it is not really aimed at anyone. It's not aimed, personally aimed, says Jagger, at President Bush. Said Jagger, it wouldn't be called Sweet Neocon if it was. Jagger also said it's certainly very critical of certain policies of the administration. But so what, says Mick Jagger. Lots of people are critical. The song is from the new Rolling Stones album called A Bigger Bang, set for release September 6th. I'm Mark Shearer, Air America Radio News.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Orkin Man, my neighbor has termites. Should I worry?
Absolutely. The fact is that termites can damage as many homes as fires.
I know it. Honey, I told you they'd ruin the neighborhood.
Who, the termites or the neighbors?
Take your pick.
Well, either way, there's no need to worry, as long as you have an Orkin Home Protection Plan.
Ooh, thank my heavens. You got anything to keep his dogs off my lawn?
Different show.
Dagnabbit, I'll call back.
Okay, but for a free termite inspection, call
1-800-ORKINMAN.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
No, no, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
The Rachel Maddow Show.
The right wing holds Republicans to a very tight line on acceptable political behavior. If you don't toe the line on every right wing issue, it doesn't matter that you're a good Republican otherwise. The left does not do this to Democrats. And that's part of how the conservative movement has taken over the Republican Party. Democrats fall in love, Republicans fall in line.
The Rachel Maddow Show on Air America Radio.
Well, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in. There's not enough time tonight to cover all the things that we'd like to cover. However, Brian Kennedy will join us in a few minutes. He's the Democratic challenger to this madman, Jim Sensenbrenner, in Wisconsin's 5th District. If you want to get some information about Brian Kennedy before he's our guest, go to BrianKennedyForCongress.org, and his first name is spelled B-R-Y-A-N, BrianKennedyForCongress.org. A couple of years ago, he was the Democratic nominee, and his campaign performed better than any past Democratic challenge to Sensenbrenner. He entered the 2004 race knowing it was likely to be a two-election cycle race, so we're coming up on the second part of that. He built his base and his name recognition in the first campaign. Now he's come back to win it all in 2006. His theme is security, opportunity, responsibility. So check it out. I don't know if this is someone you want to support or not. Check it out. Make your own decision. But he is running as a Democrat against Jim Sensenbrenner. And unless some terrible, terrible truth emerges, that's good enough for me. I would vote for a rabid dog that was running against Sensenbrenner. Wait a minute. That is Sensenbrenner. Oh, well. New York Times this morning had a front page article about the war, about Iraq. Did you see it? Got an email from Anonymous. And Anonymous writes, "The Times shows again just how corrupt they are. They chose to mention the war on the front page today, something they are very reluctant to do, but they made a joke about it. Like Bush doing a frat boy routine when people are dying, amused that he couldn't find weapons of mass destruction." Remember that? It was at the White House Correspondents' Dinner a couple of years ago. Are they here? Are weapons of mass destruction over here? Remember that? Jesus, what a thug. Anyway, my correspondent says his friends at the supposedly bleeding heart liberal paper decided to provide a little amusement for their constituency today. The article was titled, "Why Baghdad Must Make Do with Takeout." I'm sorry. But yeah, it was an article about a Chinese restaurant in downtown Baghdad that had a bomb go off, oh Jesus, in front of it. And in the if you read the article, the owner, a Chinese man, said, yeah, it was pretty bad. There was a foot landed over here by the kimchi, and there was an arm landed... I'm kidding you not. Go read it. So is this supposed to be an inside joke, sort of a Woody Allen meets Civil War? Huh? Why Baghdad Must Do with Takeout? Is the New York Times that freaking desperate? They write about a Chinese restaurant that now only has a few customers left in downtown Baghdad, and it's all put in those little white boxes and sent out? Oh, Jesus. I really don't care. I saw it this morning, too, though. I get the Times, and I just about choked on my oatmeal. Oh, God. Falwell's at it again, and he's got the Anti-Defamation League after his ass again. Falwell made a comment a couple of months ago in a letter of fundraising for his ministries. He's always, you know, hitting on people for money. You know, preaching the gospel of Christ takes tons of money, takes lots of money. Got to have money. Got to have money. Money, money, money. Remember, Jesus said that. Jesus said, collect the money. Get the money. Suck up all the money. You people are going to preach in my name. Get the money first. Get the money. And then talk about, somebody's going to write some stupid-ass book called Revelation after I'm dead and gone. Talk about that. But get the money first. That's what Jesus said, right? Didn't he? He didn't say that? No? All right. Well, somebody did. Maybe it's Falwell. So he sent out a fundraising letter to all the suckers on his mailing list and all the suckers on Oliver North's mailing list and all the sucker. Well, you know how that goes. These thugs trade each other's mailing list. Did you know Hillary Clinton is a lesbian? She wants to bring lesbians into the schools. You know, that kind of stuff. So he sent out a fundraising letter that said he wanted to send him a bumper sticker that reads, I vote Christian. I vote Christian, you rat bastard. You overfed, butter-faced freak. I vote Christian. So right away, Abraham Foxman, the Anti-Defamation League's national director, I'll tell you what, man, Foxman doesn't let one of these get by, does he? He just pounced and said this dumb bastard statements are... I put the dumb bastard in there. Foxman wouldn't say that. This dumb bastard statements are directly at odds with the American ideal and should be rejected. Really? Mr. Foxman, what's the American ideal? Has the Anti-Defamation League come out four square against the war in Iraq? Oh, come on, Malloy, don't split hairs. Falwell told the newspaper in Lynchburg, Virginia, where he has his nest of religious whores getting educated so they can go out and corrupt the message of Christ. Falwell told the newspaper there that his statement was misunderstood. Oh, God. I vote Christian. Oh, yeah! What part of that? Don't you understand? I, that refers to me, vote is what we used to do in this country. Christian is a word that's been totally corrupted by pigs like you, Falwell. Everybody understands what that means, especially the bobbleheads to whom you're asking for more money, because it says right there in 1 Nanukians 17, get the money! I am the Lord thy God! Get the money first! Hi, I'm the Savior. Hello. I have come here to die to wash all of you people in my blood. But first, get the money. Get the money. Right, Rev?
Yes, Jesus.
Get the money. It's right there. It's in 1 Nakupians, verse 17. It's over there in Isaiah. Well, no, that's the Old Testament. It's in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and Frank. It's all in there. It's in the gospel according to Pete, who lives down the street. It's all in there. Jesus said it. Get the money. This is so French. I just saw this before the program started. This is like France, man. This is from Miami. More than 600 truckers gathered in their big rigs today to protest the rising gas prices in South Florida. The trucks included tractor trailers, dump trucks, box trucks, gathered at the intersection of Okeechobee Road and the Florida Turnpike in Miami-Dade County. Traffic in the area was at a standstill as the trucks started a caravan headed toward Miami City Hall. The truckers claim the high cost of gas has made it impossible for them to earn a living. Now, when this happens in France, either the French get a new government or... the French government imposes on the fuel industry, which is probably run by the French government, who knows, and prices come down. Truckers in France, they say, screw you, I'm trying to support a family. What is ExxonMobil's profits this year? The billions upon billions upon billions of dollars, and the average trucker out there is busting his hump, and look what he's paying. Look what he's got to pay now. Look what he's got. Now, I've said on this program, I hope gasoline goes to $4 or $5 a gallon. Okay, not for truckers. not for truckers, just for people like me. Oh, my God. One driver said, a lot of people are making money on this business, the shipping line, the owner of the company, the marine terminal. They make a lot of money, but we're poor. Yeah, the way they make the money, they add surcharges. Everybody's adding surcharges. Big Brown, UPS is adding surcharges. Everybody's adding surcharges. But the truck drivers who have to buy their own fuel are going into bankruptcy because they don't have the clout to demand a surcharge. Who cares about truckers, right? Who cares about truckers? Do you know what? Some of you people know this, but if every truck in America stopped tomorrow, your ass would starve to death within 3 days. Do you know that? A, you don't know how to grow your own food. B, it comes from some factory farm someplace. And C, how do you think it gets to the Kroger store? That's right, in a truck. Ah, never mind. Maybe.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
It's called post-inauguration stress disorder. If you've got it, you know it. There are no drugs to relieve it, but there is a treatment. And right now, the treatment is free. It's The Nation, America's hottest, whitest red journal of opinion. Nobody owns The Nation. Not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody. So there's no corporate slant, no White House spin, just the straight dope on George W. Bush and company. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept our free four-issue mini-subscription. Here it is at last, that famous liberal media bias you can't find anywhere else. After 4 weeks, you can bail. Just write cancel on the invoice. But we predict you'll be addicted and delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at just $13.95. The Nation, risk-free. At readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Hi, this is Randy Thomas for Hooked on Phonics. You know the fantastic reading and math program you've seen on TV and heard on the radio for years. As a mom, I know that reading is key to success at school and a lifetime of learning. I wanted the best for my daughter, and Hooked on Phonics programs are fun and easy. Developed by a parent, Hooked on Phonics has become the number one trusted name in teaching kids to read. And this summer is the perfect time to get your child hooked on reading and give them a jump start on the new school year. Hooked on Phonics programs are easy for moms, fun for kids, and with a money-back guarantee. What are you waiting for? Just call and ask for details. Join me and more than 2 million families and thousands of teachers across the country who have turned to Hooked on Phonics, too. Don't wait. Call 1-800-877-1850 and ask about free shipping. That's 1-800-877-1850.
Hooked on Phonics, making learning fun.
Are you tired of guessing when it comes to your ovulation cycle? Tired of using messy, expensive tests to determine your fertility period? Whether you're trying to get pregnant or not, Ovatel is for you. Ovatel is the first saliva-based ovulation test kit that doesn't use a battery. Ovatel is a clinically tested, non-invasive, reusable device that uses a small amount of saliva to detect your ovulation cycle. Determining your fertility period through a saliva test is 98% accurate with results in minutes. Ovatel is just as efficient as a urine test, but without the mess. Plus, one Ovatel device lasts a lifetime. Ovatel is your affordable, portable, no fuss, no mess, no nonsense, discreet solution to detecting your ovulation cycle. It's been used in Europe for years and is now available in the U.S. So take charge of your ovulation cycle and call Ovatel toll-free now.
Call now, 1-800-505-5849. That's 1-800-505-5849. 1-800-505-5849.
It is wrong for the Congress to discriminate against Mexican trucks.
I'd like to see about 10,000 truckers surround Atlanta. Or anywhere, yeah. Again, this is what happens in civilized countries when it becomes apparent that one industry is gouging everybody else in the country. If ever an industry gouged the American public, it's the fuel industry. There's no question about it. Yes. I know gasoline should be as expensive as it could possibly be in order to cut down on the fact that we're destroying the planet, and I do agree with that. These are separate issues. They overlay and overlap, and the end is near anyway. I'm going to get one of those sandwich boards, Kathy. I'm going to walk around downtown Atlanta. It just says the end is near. Repent, you know. Jesus. Anderson Cooper, who, as far as I'm concerned, defines the word wimp. I very seldom watch his show, but somebody said watch it tonight because they're going to have a piece on Cindy Sheehan. And so I went to his website earlier, and here's what it said. Wednesday's show, a dead soldier's mother is protesting at the president's ranch. Who was her son? How did he die? What she wants from the president. Tune in at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Guess what was not on Anderson Cooper's program tonight? That's right. They had something about... They have that runaway psychopathic bride again mowing the lawn out here at the courthouse in Gwinnett County. Did they have that again? Or what, another missing white woman? Is there another missing white woman? Oh, no. I know what they did. That bandit couple, the husband and the wife, the woman who shot somebody dead, a guard spirited her husband away, and... that's what they were talking about, right?
Yeah, the nurse that went on the killing spree.
Yeah. So apparently that's what Anderson Cooper put in place of Cindy Sheehan. The runaway nurse killer convict escaped, whatever the hell it was. That's much more important. The story today that made me just really reach for the Pepto-Bismol. I thought I was going to lose it. The Pentagon announces a September 11th concert. Can you believe this? Rumsfeld tucked this into his Iraq war briefing. Was it today? I don't know. He said this year the Department of Defense will initiate an America Supports Your Freedom walk. Now, the march will start at the Pentagon and end at the National Mall, and the show will star Clint Black. What is a Clint Black? What the hell is that? A Clint Black.
Clint Black is a country superstar, honey.
Well, he can bite my country ass. I mean, I live here in the country. Where does he live?
In a great big mansion far, far away from where we live.
Word of the event startled some of observers. Why? This is America. This is what we do. John Pike, who has been a defense analyst in Washington for 25 years and runs globalsecurity.org, said, I've never heard of such a thing. And it goes on. All kinds. I mean, these people are just crazy. And you know what? The bobble-headed, stupid-ass Americans. Hey, did you hear? They're going to have Clinton Black out there, by God. We got to get out there and support the troops. Jesus. So I was over at Democratic Underground, and they have a message board there. They're trying to come up with a catchy nickname for this concert that Rumsfeld announced yesterday. Here are some of their suggestions. Go to democraticunderground.com if you want to and add your own. I like this. This is the September 11th festival. They can call it Bloodstock, Jingopalooza, Turdstock, Propagandapalooza, Smells Like Fascism. I like that one. Iraqstock. How about Bamboozlepalooza? The Red Rapture Victory Tour. Cool Aid with a K. Neoconapalooza. Reichstock. That's a good one. Martial Law Kickoff Tour. Laughingstock. Jive Aid. Rum Fest. And my favorite, the Star Spangled Chimp Medicine Show and Deep Dish Redneck Brain Fry. Oh, my God. These sick bastards. We live in hell, Truth Seeker. Somehow, you know, I've got it at the little mini blog I write at Air America Radio's website every day. I put one up today from a correspondent that wrote to me, the gates of hell are open. And he's referencing Iraq, what has happened in Iraq. But I'll tell you what, the gates of hell are open right here in this country. And I've said this so many times, I'm almost tired of hearing myself say it, but a whole nest of demons escaped. Rumsfeld is one of them, Negroponte. Hell, even Chertoff, his name means in Russian, from the devil. We have a Russian running Homeland Security? Oh, that makes sense, doesn't it? Oh, no, you're going to play this song. Okay, everybody! To be living here today, 'cause the flag still... 'Cause if you don't, he might turn queer! Can't take that away.
Yeehaw! Welcome to Iraqstock.
And I'm proud to be an American. Where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died to gave that right to me.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Okay, Sandra, are you ready for your home's makeover?
Yes!
Okay, we're done!
But you just changed a light bulb.
But wait!
Wow! The walls look brighter! The furniture looks fabulous! The colors are more vibrant!
That's Philips Natural Light at work! Philips Natural Light gives you remarkable light, bringing out the true colors in your decor. It's a makeover with a twist. See what's possible in your home with Philips Natural Light. Philips. Sense and simplicity.
Come in and save 10% on all Philips Natural Light products at the Home Depot this month.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested for my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, it actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a t-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc helps. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5904. That's 800-507-5904. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5904. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5904.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive, and the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute, but after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE. L-I-F-E, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rate.
Ring of Fire.
I'm Mike Papantonio, and this week Bobby and I are going to be here with the ugly truth about the female talking heads of the far fringy right. And we'll be joined by Air America's own Rachel Maddow, who single-handedly raised the bar for TV punditry. We're also talking with Chris Hedges about his great book, War is a Force That Gives Us Meaning, and we'll take a closer look at the role doctors are playing in the torture at Guantanamo. Ring of Fire this weekend on Air America Radio.
There's gas in our hemisphere, and the fundamental question is, where is it going to come from? I'd like it to be American gas.
All right, all right, all right, all right. The music is, I guess, in recognition of Clinton Black, who's going to star. I don't understand. I swear to God, I don't understand. A walk and a concert celebrating a war. All right, let's switch from the insane to something that's a little more rational now, or probably quite a bit more rational. Brian Kennedy is running for the second time for Wisconsin's 5th Congressional District. His opponent is a man that I consider to be a true psychopath, and that would be James Sensenbrenner. We have invited Brian Kennedy to come on the program, and he's here. Mr. Kennedy, may I call you Brian?
Yes, certainly.
All right, call me Mike. Thanks for taking time out here. You're a Democrat. This is your second run against Sensenbrenner. How did you do last time, and what makes you think you can win this time, Brian?
You know, last time we went at this basically in a district where Democrats had rarely ever run, never really put up a fight, and gave Sensenbrenner the best fight he'd ever had. I raised about $300,000, which obviously wasn't enough to win, but Jim Sensenbrenner outspent me more than 3-1, and I managed to get over 130,000 votes, so doubling basically what any past Democrat had done in the past. I think we've got a great base. The momentum is certainly on our side, and there's definitely a feeling now about needing to change Congress, and the only way we do that is change who's in Congress.
Yeah, I completely agree. Let me give the website real quick. It's briankennedyforcongress.org, and Brian spells his first name with a Y, B-R-Y-A-N, kennedyforcongress.org. Check it out. A lot of you folks who live in so-called safe districts with your Democratic member of Congress, and there's no need for you to contribute any money to your safe district member, you might want to shoot a few bucks to Brian Kennedy. Check it out. Read what he's got at his website. Make your own decision. But if you do support this man and you don't live in this district or in the state of Wisconsin, then for heaven's sake, this is what Democrats need to do. Send him some money. Which brings me, Brian, to this thing about money. I despise this part of it. I read over and over and over again. I just heard on the news tonight that this woman, Pirro, who's going to run against Mrs. Clinton in New York, and I heard the news commentators say it's going to turn out to be the most expensive Senate race in the country. Time and time again, the person who spends the most money wins the race. Now, my question is, and this is kind of general, why is that true? Are we Americans, and myself included, am I so stupid that if I see commercials on the air run by James Sensenbrenner that tells me you're a spawn of Satan, if I see that enough times, does that mean I'm going to vote for Sensenbrenner?
You know, it's you know, obviously the money is definitely an issue, and for someone like me who's a college professor who's never held political office, there is a certain degree of getting used to the fundraising element that's definitely an adjustment. But part of what the raising the money allows you to do really is to allows you to get that message out there. I mean, in my particular case, Jim Sensenbrenner's been in office for almost 30 years as a congressman, and another 10 years before that as a state legislator. And so for me to be, he's somebody who's a household name. People think of Jim Sensenbrenner the same way they think of Grandpa. You know, he's always been there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I need to be able to get that message out to people. And it's not so much that, you know, if he runs those ads, it's allowing me to be able to run the ads that basically say that Sensenbrenner is a poster boy for what's wrong with the current Congress.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Okay, let's accept that answer. I have a hard time with money in politics, but let's accept that answer. I spent some time at your website today. I also looked at your position on issues from women's issues to the environment to education, military, and veterans issues, and I didn't see anything specifically. Your position on the 130,000 troops that we have in Iraq and the fact that we have taken a country run by a madman, an absolute dictator thug, but somebody that we made sure was in office and supported him for years. We've taken that country, made the people of that country suffer unbelievable death and destruction. What is your position on these troops and our troops in Iraq, Brian?
I think we need an exit strategy and we need a timeline. I would not have voted to support this war. I believe that we should have exhausted every diplomatic means. I don't believe that we should necessarily be the police officers for the world. But now that we're there, I believe that we owe it to the Iraqi people to finish it. But we need to have an exit strategy. We need to have a timeline of how we're going to get out. And then we need to follow it, and we need to turn that country back over to their people. They do have a democratically elected government that is a transition government. And I think that, you know, at this point it behooves us to finish the job that we started, although I don't believe that we should have, you know, hired ourselves for that job to begin with.
All right, I don't want to be argumentative, but
sure.
I have to ask you, what does that mean? We have to finish it. It wouldn't the best way to finish a war that we We started under absolutely no justification whatsoever. After 12 years of sanctions against the people, wouldn't the best way to end it would be to say, next Thursday, we're loading up every soldier, every Marine, and we're getting the hell out of here?
You know, unfortunately, that's the equivalent of, thanks for letting me play with your toy, and now that I've broken it, I'm giving it back. Basically, what we've done is we've gone in and we've completely destroyed their entire social, political, and economic structure. We owe it to them to rebuild it to a degree that they can then take over and actually be able to function with it. Giving them back, you know, a broken toy isn't going to allow them to be able to play. You know, I use that analogy as a father of small children. You know, we've got to be able to fix it and give it back to them, right?
I understand, and I support that idea, and I'm the father of a 13-month-old, so I know exactly where you're coming from. But using that metaphor or that analogy, but do we do this with troops? Do we do this with a provocative presence that causes suicide? How many people were blown to pieces in that country today? In my opinion, Brian, nothing is going to change as long as the U.S. military is there. The so-called insurgents, I don't know who they are. I don't know if they're people in Iraq. I don't know if they're Sunnis. I don't know if they're from Syria. I frankly don't care. Here's what I know and what I care about. Our soldiers are being misused by this Bush crime family. Our soldiers are dying at an increasing rate. The civilian population of Iraq is being blown to pieces. We have utterly and absolutely destroyed their country. Now, I agree with you. It needs to be rebuilt. But troops are not designed to rebuild a country. They're designed to kill people and blow things up.
Right. No,
that's all they're designed for. So
right.
wouldn't it be best to get the troops out and bring in NGOs or bring in the United Nations or bring in allies to rebuild this poor, sad, busted up society? I don't get the idea of troops staying there. I can't. My mind just can't get around that.
Right. And the problem we have right now is we don't have anybody else who is been willing to step up and say, we'll go in and we'll manage the peacekeeping and we'll help them to transition. You know, I said this in the last race. You know, I ran in 2004 against Sensenbrenner, and I said over and over again when this particular issue was raised that I felt that the real issue here is we need to turn this over to the international community. We need UN peacekeepers in there. We need somebody other than us. We've got the best trained military in the world to win a war, but you know what? We're not peacekeepers. That's not what we're supposed to do. So I absolutely agree with you, but we need at this point to be able to convince the international community that, you know, this is a job worth taking. That the Iraqi people really deserve to have peace in their country. And you're right, it isn't going to come when our military is there because all these insurgent groups view us as the problem.
Well, I think you're kind of making my case, and you're making it much
yeah.
more eloquently than I am. It seems to me, of course, we don't have representation at the UN now since Bush jammed John Bolton in there, but if we were to approach the international community and say, look, here's A, we apologize. We invaded a country with no provocation. We invaded a country based on lies. We have murdered thousands of people based on half-truths, untruths, and misinformation. That's A. Here's B. We're going to pull out. Here's C. We need some help. Please, will you help us rebuild the country that we destroyed? Now, I think the rest of the world would go along with that, especially Europe, because before we invaded, before shock and awe, we spent 12 years destroying that country, wiping out hundreds of thousands of children and old people with our sanctions, and those sanctions were supported by most countries in Europe. So wouldn't that be a better idea? And I hate to keep focusing on this, Brian, but to me, this is the definitive issue. This is the issue that a lot of people are going to vote on when it comes time, and I don't know what else to do. I'm not trying to badger you here or harass you. You may feel that you've answered this question two or three times now, but I have to just ask you, is that not a better way? Go to the world community and say, A, we apologize, B, help us, C, let's rebuild the country.
You know, I think telling the truth is the best thing we could possibly do with the international to the international community. And unfortunately, that's not the kind of representation we're seeing right now. That's not the kind of agenda or strategy that's in place.
Yeah.
I mean, I absolutely think that, you know, the best thing to do is to go and say, hey, you know what, we're really sorry, but we need your help. The only way, and these people deserve to have their lives back.
Would you do something like that if when you're elected, when you defeat Sensenbrenner, will you work somewhere in Congress out of the public eye and try to get some support to do just that?
Oh, absolutely. I really think that, you know, we have our history is one of leading by example.
Hey, Brian, can you
of long suffering and patience, and we're not seeing that in the last 5 or 6 years.
That's the truth. Can you hold on, Brian?
Sure.
We've got a break here. When we come back, I want to get back to this 2004 race and what differentiates you the most from Sensenbrenner. So hold on just a second. We'll be right back. This is Air America.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Sandra Oh was just wonderful in that film, at least so I heard.
Yeah, she was great.
How do you know?
I own that film. It deserved the buzz it got at Sundance. Incredible.
Did you download it from the internet or get a hot copy on Canal Street?
No, I'm a Film Movement member.
Film Movement?
Yeah, I joined Film Movement on the internet. For the cost of a movie ticket and popcorn, they send me a great new independent or foreign film on DVD every month.
How long do you get to keep it before you return it?
Forever, I own it.
You own it? No late fees?
None. Film Movement is like a book of the month club, but with great films, selected by a renowned board of curators from the world's top festivals like Cannes, Sundance, and Venice.
Film Movement?
Yeah, Film Movement.
Okay, but let me tell you about this incredible Moroccan film that I saw in this little theater in Boston.
I own it.
Let me guess, Film Movement.
Well, yeah.
Click on the Film Movement link on AirAmericaRadio.com or go to FilmMovement.com to subscribe. That's the Film Movement link on AirAmericaRadio.com or go to FilmMovement.com. Film Movement. Are you a member yet?
Order now at FilmMovement.com and receive a free Film Movement compilation of award-winning shorts, plus 20% off your order. Join today.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life. 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1238. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1238. 1-800-322-1238.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplayer 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplayer 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplayer is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplayer 2005 today for only $19.95. 5. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 9 before the hour. We're talking to Brian Kennedy. He is running in Wisconsin's 5th Congressional District against James Sensenbrenner. Brian, we have, I guess, about 5 minutes left here. Let me ask you basic, clearly explainable, simply explainable differences between you and Sensenbrenner, other than the fact that you're a Democrat, he's a Republican, of course.
I'd say some of the biggest differences, one, our stand on the role of government in people's lives. I mean, Sensenbrenner has been the author of some of what I find to be some of the most offensive legislation we've seen, from his Orwellianly titled Patriot Act that gives the federal government incredible powers over our personal lives, to his immigration reforms, which place way too much power in the hands of the Director of Homeland Security. And even his recent behaviors and the way, for example, storming out of that Judiciary Committee meeting, that belief or that feeling that, I can do whatever I want and we as the majority can do whatever we want with the government, and you don't have the right to say anything, and we're going to get involved in your personal business, and we care what happens, in your bedrooms and in your homes, and we're going to tell you how to raise your kids. I think that's one of the biggest differences. I believe that, government should stay out of people's personal lives.
Will the voters in the 5th District, will that make sense to them, that Sensenbrenner has, if not been an architect, certainly has been one of the more vocal supporters of government intrusion into everything? I'm so old, Brian, I remember a time when it was Republicans who said that government had no place inside people's private lives. But will the voters in the 5th District make the connection if you get out there and say to them, look what this man has done?
Yeah, the voters in my district, while they have tended to vote more Republican, it's usually given a choice between a Republican or a Democrat, they voted more Republican. But, 4 years ago, we had a very strong Libertarian candidate who got 12% running for governor statewide. Mm-hmm. In my district, he got 17%. The Libertarian idea of government should be small and stay out of people's lives is actually a very, very prominent presence in my district. I believe this is an issue that's going to resonate with people, and I believe that it's these issues of keeping big government out of people's personal lives that are going to end up in the end being the swing. That basically here's a Republican who, his party once stood for this, and he's authored some of the most offensive legislation we have as far as government encroachment.
That's a good answer to the question, and I hope folks will listen to you when you talk about that. What about the Central American Free Trade Agreement, North American Free Trade Agreement, these agreements, so-called, that seem to benefit no one except perhaps the ownership class? I'm talking about workers in this country. I'm talking about workers in the countries that sign on. What's your position on CAFTA?
I would not have supported CAFTA. I do not support these, inappropriately termed free trade agreements that basically just give a license to these large multinationals to shut down their operations in the United States and move them to developing countries where they're going to pay a fraction of the wages and basically keep people in indentured servitude or slavery. I'm a Portuguese professor. I specialize in Brazilian culture. I look at what a lot of these corporations have done all over Brazil. you know, they have not lifted the standard of living for these people. They still live in shanty towns, mm-hmm. and they're the ones who are manufacturing auto parts instead of, you know, our men and women in places like Detroit. I mean, what we need is fair trade,
mm-hmm.
and what and these free trade agreements are not serving us. And I think, you know, if you want to talk about a pro-business stand, it's not the trade issue. If you want to be a pro-business person, I think you need to reform health care. That's true.
Get it out of the hands of businesses. Take it off their back.
It's killing us.
Absolutely. What is your do you believe in a single-payer system? Do you believe in a Canadian model, or is that too socialist for you? What is in the minute we have left here, what is your position on health care?
Actually, what I proposed, and I think this is actually, it's been a very popular sell with, you know, small business owners, is a reform of the current system. What I want to do is take the choices, you know, all the choices that we want to make with our medical decisions seem to lie with these HMOs. I want to put the choices back in the hands of individuals. What I want to do are some market reforms. Instead of having these large group pools where your employer tells you where you have to get your health care, I'd rather the individual be able to make those decisions for him or herself and for their family and be able to meet the needs of their family instead of, you know, well, I'm stuck with this plan because that's what my boss gave me.
Mm-hmm. Brian, I would like to talk to you again at some point as your campaign progresses.
Certainly.
I appreciate you taking time. And I notice people can go to BrianKennedyForCongress.com or .org, either one.
Yeah, we also have a short form, BK2006.org.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, sir. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And I hope we'll talk again. Stay in touch,
sure.
Okay?
Yep, take care.
All right, sir, you too. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
The Bush administration initially opposed the creation of the 9/11 Commission. Condoleezza Rice refused to publicly testify. President Bush agreed to privately meet with the commission only if Dick Cheney could sit by his side. Now, a year after the commission issued its sweeping reform recommendations, the administration still won't tell the public what it's doing to protect Americans. This summer, the commission sent detailed letters to the White House seeking updated information on government anti-terrorism programs. The administration never responded to the letters or even acknowledged their receipt. It's not hard to figure out why. Thus far, the Bush White House has failed to restructure congressional oversight of spy agencies, distribute Homeland Security funding on the basis of risk, or secure loose nukes. After its mandate expired last year, the commission reconvened to hold a series of public hearings. As they prepare to issue a final report card on the fourth anniversary of 9/11, Bush is once again on the cusp of receiving a failing grade. For more, visit thenation.com. I'm Ari Berman for Air America Radio.
Hello, my name's Smokey and I'm a hardcore biker. I'm here to tell you that Geico... Hold on a sec. Is this the right music, bro? Really? Anyway, Geico covers most kinds of bikes, so you can get money-saving discounts whether you're a casual weekend rider or a hardcore biker like me. See, man, I'm not sure. This music don't make a lick of sense.
For a free rate quote on motorcycle insurance, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear. Only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com or text message 24CLR. Only brand clinically tested. Use as directed.
How do you feel when you pull up to the gas pump, fill up your car? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. The real estate market's been going through the roof. Auto sales are brisk, and they say there isn't inflation. Commodity prices are on the rise due to not only demand from the U.S., but India, China, the Pacific Rim. In fact, we're seeing global economic expansion. Do you know how to take advantage of rising or falling interest rates? Do you know how to take advantage of price movements in items like copper for housing and auto industries, grains, cotton, interest rates, and more? Are you aware that the dollar value of exchange-traded commodities exceeds that of the American and New York stock exchanges combined daily? The commodities markets are a mystery to most people and involve substantial risk of loss. In fact, people can and do lose money trading commodities. Inflation is on the rise, and that creates opportunity in today's commodities market. Find out about options for your future by calling Barclay Financial right now at 1-800-774-7007. That's 1-800-774-7007. The call is free, the information is free, but the knowledge could be priceless. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
Air America Radio News, I'm Mark Shearer. The 9/11 Commission report came out last year, became a surprise bestseller. You might have a paperback copy of it at home. You might be interested to learn that it is not complete. At least that is what a group of 9/11 widows is saying today. They say they are horrified to learn that Mohammed Atta and his cell were identified a year before the attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. The story took on new legs yesterday when Republican Pennsylvania Congressman Kurt Weldon said that a classified military intelligence unit called Able Danger zeroed in on Atta and three other hijackers in 1999. An attempt to notify the FBI was scuttled by the Pentagon, which pointed out they had visas and were in the country legally, so they shouldn't have been spied on by military intelligence. The September 11th advocates, made up of 9/11 widows, said today that because of this, the 9/11 Commission report is incomplete. Yesterday, a Pentagon official said the 9/11 Commission was aware of the incident, but chose not to put it in its report. Today, a spokesman for the disbanded commission said it did not know about it. Said Tom Hamilton, had we learned of it, we would have included it in our report. In Iraq today, the Interior Minister said that reports of roadside bombs being smuggled in from Iran are exaggerated, and that put him at odds somewhat with U.S. Secretary of State Donald Rumsfeld. Yesterday in a Pentagon briefing, Rumsfeld said some insurgent weapons are entering Iraq from Iran. Iraq's Interior Minister told reporters today one group of men were carrying a box of dynamite and wires near the Iranian border. Recently, he said, this is all that happened at the border, and this was very much exaggerated. The Army says things have improved on the recruiting front. The active duty Army reached its recruiting target for the second straight month in July. But the Pentagon says the numbers are still running just under 90% of projections. Recruitment for the National Guard and the Army Reserve fell short of projections for July. The Pentagon says the recruiting shortfalls are being caused in part by the improving economy. But there are polls that show young people are growing leery of military service because of the ongoing combat in Afghanistan and Iraq. Some passengers on British Airways flights got an unpleasant surprise today. Flights from London to as far away as Australia and Africa took off with no food on board because of a problem with an airport caterer. 41 flights left with only coffee, tea, and water on board. Talk about terror in the skies. And Barbara Del Geddes, who played Miss Ellie Ewing on the long-running hit television series Dallas, has died at the age of 82. Judith Rossner, the author of Looking for Mr. Goodbar, has died at age 70. I'm Mark Shearer, and you're listening to Air America Radio News.
Hello, and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Orkin Man, my neighbor has termites. Should I worry?
Absolutely. The fact is that termites can damage as many homes as fires.
I know it. Honey, I told you they'd ruin the neighborhood.
Who, the termites or the neighbors?
Take your pick.
Well, either way, there's no need to worry, as long as you have an Orkin home protection plan.
Ooh, thank my heavens. You got anything to keep his dog off my lawn?
Different show.
Dagnabbit, I'll fall back.
Okay, but for a free termite inspection, call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't know why
George W. Bush would become president.
That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
No, no, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Jerry Springer.
I don't want to be insulting to anybody, but I do believe, having been in the business now for 15 years, I think it is very dangerous when we take any kind of a television show and pretend that a person's serious problems can be solved in an hour television show. If you have a problem that can be solved by someone on television, by definition, it is therefore not a serious problem.
Jerry Springer on Air America Radio.
Welcome back, Truth Seekers. It is about 7 past the hour. Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, 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 sit down, sit down. Hold on to your hindquarters. Breaking news. The Tennessee fugitives have been captured. Yes, they have. The woman who offed a deputy to free her criminal husband, and they all escaped. They've been captured. And now we can return to the real news. Will the runaway bride's landscaping activities really convert her into a decent tax-paying human? Jesus. All right, we have some other stuff, too, but let me just interject here. Got an email from Rauf. And regarding the Brian Kennedy interview, he said, I'm listening to your questions to Brian Kennedy tonight. His analogy of the broken toy regarding Iraq is infuriating. It would be nice for the U.S. to be accountable for all the damage inflicted on Iraq and help fund the rebuilding of the infrastructure. And just like Iraq had to pay billions in reparations for the aggressions of Saddam against neighboring countries, the U.S. should be The U.S. should pay reparations to Iraq. I even think that would be less costly in terms of human lives and U.S. dollars than to continue this unjust war. And as long as you said, as long as there will be American troops in Iraq, there will be resistance to their presence. Yeah, I don't know why that isn't crystal clear. Not just to politicians and would-be politicians, but to us, to you and me. Well, it's crystal clear to me, and I'm sure it is to you too, but you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the vast majority of Americans who have had their brains just absolutely scrambled by both Bush's and Bill Clinton. For 14 years, this has been going on, and prior to this this abominable shock and awe attack, We had 12 years of sanctions maintained by two presidents, one Republican and one Democrat. For what? You know, a lot of you people who think the sun rises and sets in Bill Clinton's left hand and right hand, okay, fine. You know, I've said before many times, I'd much rather have Bill Clinton in office than George W. Bush, even though I think Clinton is nothing more than Republican light. And his wife is even less Republican light. She's becoming Republican. But that's a whole different topic. I'm not here to piss off anybody who supports Bill Clinton. There are a lot of things he did that I supported. But about 70% of what he did I found to be just an absolute outrage. And his position on the Middle East was right up there, including Iraq, was right up at the top. Now, he did make an effort, not a very good one, but he did make an effort to bring some sort of resolution to the Israeli-Palestinian issue. It wasn't good enough. He got a handshake. He got some promises that never came to fruition, but it wasn't good enough. If you want to know how to stop terrorism, I'll tell you how to stop terrorism. It's so simple. It is so simple. A, get every single U.S. soldier out of every Muslim country, period. Get them out. B, approach the Israeli-Palestinian issue even-handedly for the first time in the history of that situation. The United States has never been fair where it concerns Israel and the Palestinians. Never. It has always been loaded to the Israeli side. You know it. I know it. Now, we did it during the Cold War for strategic reasons. We're doing it now for economic reasons. It's not just, and it's not fair, and it's not right. And there are many Israeli peace groups who will agree with what I just said. As a matter of fact, I'm doing the agreeing with what they've said. I don't live there. I condemn terrorism. I don't care who does it. But if you want all this talk of global terrorism to stop where it concerns the United States, I'm not saying divorce ourselves from Muslim lands or the countries where that religion is dominant. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying get American soldiers off their territory. They don't like it. They'll die for it. They'll kill for it. And we do not have enough troops. Hasn't somebody told this to Bush? We don't have enough soldiers to pacify Iraq the way the Bush crime family wants to pacify it. Unless we are willing to kill every single person in the country and build a concrete wall around the country like the Israelis are doing around Israel. We don't have enough soldiers. We don't have enough Marines to subdue Iraq. I'm not a bright man. I am of average intelligence, and I see this. It is crystal clear. And I don't understand. I do understand why Republicans and neocons lust after death and destruction in the Middle East. But I don't understand why people who call themselves Democrats don't and are running for office don't understand that. I don't. Maybe I just don't have a sophisticated enough worldview. Although when I went to NC State University, international relations was a focus of my studies for a year. But apparently I'm not a very bright man. So the terrorism stuff, the bombings, the deaths, I think the Israelis and the Palestinians would even be willing to try it one more time legitimately and honestly if the United States would lead. We are not leading. Oh, we're leading, but we're leading into the gates of hell. Why is that so hard to understand? I just don't get it. Well, I do get it. I just don't understand why. How the hell with it. Let me read something to you. This is from an Iraqi correspondent writing about the situation in his country. Have I got time to do this? The gates of hell are now wide open thanks to the U.S. invasion, and the fires have enveloped almost everything in our country. There's no electricity, no water, no fuel, no food rations, no security, no sewage disposal. There's terror everywhere, and there's fear of everything, fear of the present and of what lies ahead in the future. All indications tell us that our future is bleak, as there is nothing left in this country that makes you feel secure about your own future or that of your children. What is happening is not a war, a rebellion, or insurgency. It is a mass killing and annihilation coupled with torture and brutal and barbaric dismembering of innocent people. Bombing and shelling of towns goes ahead, and no one gives a damn for the lives lost and property damaged. Politicians have not honored any of the promises they made during elections. There is a dangerous decline in the public services and government performance. The shock we have received since U.S. troops landed in our midst is beyond description. Fear and terror have gripped our nation. Wherever you are, any time of the day, you are liable to be killed by a stray bullet. Stray bullets are no longer the prerogative of U.S. troops and their tormentors, the insurgents. Almost everyone in Iraq now use their guns to shoot in order to scare, wound, or kill. If the bodyguards of a senior official want to reach a destination on time and are delayed by traffic jam, they fire in the air to scare other drivers to give way. If someone is injured or killed as a result, it is his or her problem. Killing by mistake is now perhaps one of the main causes of death in Iraq. Trust between the people and the government has collapsed. And now we are at the mercy of the stars because neither U.S. troops nor the government have the slightest idea of who is blowing up whom and why. Well, there's no debating, cause if they have me, I'll see it's a big corporation. World Trade Organization, trilateral action, international sanctions. Satan seems like it'll be an endless price tag of more tremendous and most disturbingly the death toll is horrendous. So I send this to those that say they defend us, send us into harm's way. We should all hang on the members. That endless spirit of terrorism, blood is blood, is blood in them. Love is true, reason, who will listen? How many songs it takes for you to see? You can bomb them with the pieces, you can't bomb it.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Musicians. It takes months of planning with top manufacturers Gibson, Pearl, Yamaha, Mackie to bring you deals with savings big enough,
exclusive rebates,
discounts drastic enough,
price drops,
free add-ons,
markdowns massive enough,
so we can truly say the wait for the largest savings event of the year
is over.
It's Guitar Center's 41st anniversary extravaganza. Save 60, 70, up to 80% off and more. Celebration savings starts Friday. Don't miss it.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming amount of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware free, and that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was, like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-250-7998 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-250-7998. 800-250-7998. Call Velos right now. 800-250-7998.
My dream is that there be a Palestinian state living side by side in peace with Iraq.
Yeah, that'll happen the same time that Wyoming is a peaceable state living side by side in peace with New Jersey. Just back to this massive march and country music concert to mark the fourth anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks that... The Ministry of War in this country has decided to thrust and foist on the bobbleheads. Oh, my God. The Department of Defense will initiate an America Supports Your Freedom Walk. That's what it's going to be called. It'll be September 11th. I believe it'll be September 11th. Starts at the Pentagon and winds up at the National Mall. And then there'll be a show by country star Clint Black. Isn't that just like fascists? Yeehaw, thousands are dead, let's have a parade. I bet Bush is having a very special cowboy outfit made just for the occasion. You know how he loves macho drag, huh? I think the Nazis held a massive rally before they completely took over Germany, didn't they? Now, I got an email. Where is it? Oh. Yeah, who sent this? Jesus Christ Almighty! Below, Mark writes, is a response to my inquiry of why I should have to register for the Freedom Walk! Strange response. What are they going to do? Call my doctor? Mark writes. Okay, here's what the response was. Mr. Blank, they give Mark's last name. Mr. Blank, thank you for your inquiry about the Freedom Walk. To answer your question about registering, it is necessary to register for the walk in order to participate in the walk. We will be screening individuals prior to the walk in order to ensure all walkers' safety. Once you have registered for the walk, you will receive a registration number. You need to make sure to print this out and bring it with you the day of the walk. If you do not have this information, you will not be permitted into the screening area and thus won't be able to participate in the walk. Also, only those registered to walk will be permitted into the free concert that follows the walk. Therefore, if you wish to participate in these events, it will be necessary to register at our webpage. What is it? ASYfreedomwalk.com? And then it says, I hope this information is helpful to you. Also, if you have any further questions, please do not hesitate to contact me. Sincerely, Kevin Wesolowski. Is this true, Mark? You really got this? And then Mark writes back, Mr. Wesolowski, this isn't a media question, but hopefully you can help with the answer. Direct me to the correct person. Why do I have to register for the Freedom Walk? Oh, that's right. He wrote that. He says, it sounds like people should be able to show up and support the memory of what happened 4 years ago in New York, Pennsylvania, and D.C. And then Mark got that answer. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Can you believe this? You have to register. You have to register. Why don't 50,000 of us show up with T-shirts that says Bush is a murderer? After registering first. No, don't register. Whatever you do. Jesus, don't register. Don't register, because if you do, they're going to send a probe through cyberspace into your house, into your bedroom, upstairs in your shower. And the probe is going to lead back to Focus on the Family so Dobson can see if you're showing your son your penis. Welcome, citizen 23567. Please place your thumb on the touch screen and empty your backpack into this conveyor belt and follow the yellow line. Single file to retina scan, Station Alpha Charlie 4. Here is your complimentary freedom flag. Now enjoy the concert. Get them up against the wall.
Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. We're living in the age of BS. In politics, BS and spin have often been valued more than truth, but the Bush administration has taken it to new lows. Listening to this administration, it seems facts have ceased to matter entirely. Global warming? The vast scientific consensus is less important than what Exxon spin makers say. The war on terror? Going just fine, thank you. Karl Rove? Doesn't matter that Bush's brain exposed an undercover CIA agent for political payback. When folks dare to expose the spin, the right wing goes on the offensive. On this week's Mother Jones Radio, New York Times columnist Paul Krugman says, quote, if you say 2 plus 2 equals 4, and that happens to be inconvenient for the Bush administration, then instantly you're a villain, a partisan hack, and probably corrupt, unquote. Hear more about it on this week's edition of Mother Jones Radio, archived online at motherjones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
It's not that I'm a film snob. It's just that I like intelligent personal films that have unique points of view.
Are you saying there's nothing in the multiplex that interests you?
Find me a multiplex that runs the winners from Sundance or Cannes, and I'll let you know.
Who gets to see those foreign and independent films anyway?
I do. I joined Film Movement.
Film Movement?
It's the DVD of the Month Club for independent and foreign films. I subscribed, and Film Movement sends me an incredible new film every month to own. Their curators select movies from the world's top festivals.
How do you join Film Movement?
I signed up on their website, filmmovement.com. Once a month, I get a DVD with a great feature film, plus a bonus short film. It's like free dessert.
Do you want any dessert?
No, thanks. I'll have some of yours. Get something with chocolate.
Well, maybe we can go back to your place for dessert and a Film Movement evening.
Maybe we should plan on eating dessert here. Make it chocolate.
Click on the Film Movement link on AirAmericaRadio.com or go to FilmMovement.com to subscribe. Film Movement. Are you a member yet?
Order now via Air America's website or FilmMovement.com and receive 20% off your order, plus a free Film Movement compilation of award-winning shorts. They're like dessert.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residents. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now, and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rate.
The Al Franken Show.
Hi, this is Al Franken. Ah, yes, the boys and girls of summer. Next time on the Franken program, Sabin Willett explains how you and your loved ones could and probably will wind up imprisoned in Gitmo. Melanie Sloan, the executive director of Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, and super pundit and columnist Tom Oliphant. It's all next time on Franken.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
All right, if you don't know what the reference is here to Dobson and penis probes and so on and so forth, at Dobson's website, which really is just a mishmash of the most insane garbage I've ever seen, this guy is a danger to American parents and to American children. Oh, my God. But he's got a whole section that must be 100,000 words long on how to save your child from becoming queer. It's just astonishing. And it goes on and on, just reams of information. But here's the paragraph. Meanwhile, the boy's father has to do his part. He needs to mirror and affirm his son's maleness. He can play rough-and-tumble games with his son in ways that are decidedly different from the games he would play with a little girl. He can help his son learn to throw and catch a ball. He can teach him to pound a square wooden peg into a square hole in a pegboard. Ooh. He can even take his son with him into the shower, where the boy cannot help but notice that Dad has a penis, just like his, only bigger. Jesus Christ. Dobson, why don't you come out of the closet? There are so many aging homosexual men who would just like one fling with a big media star like you. You know, the young guys, the middle-aged guys, would step around your ugly ass if you were sitting by side of the road offering it up for free. But there's an awful lot of old queens who just might decide to sit down with you and, you know, drag out a Bible and some square pegs and round holes and start pounding. You know what I'm saying? This man is sick. This man. And let me tell you something. You know what happens in America today? If you take your son into the bathroom and play penis games, your ass is going to prison. That's what happens. Can you see your third grader, your third grade son going into a class the next day? Hi, kids, what'd you do over the weekend? The teacher asked. Oh, Daddy and I compared penises. What? You did what? Oh, yeah. Daddy said we should get naked and get in the shower. And we compared penises. And his is bigger than mine. Not a lot bigger, but a little bit bigger. You could hear the screams for the principal two counties away, right? And then they would come to your house the next day and put handcuffs and leg cuffs on you and lead you away. And your kid, your third grader, is going to stay there. What? And some social worker will scoop him up and say, now, son, it's okay. At least you're not going to turn out to be queer. Now, let me see your penis. Oh, my God. So Dobson is recommending that parents get busted. Now, do I see anything wrong with showing your child your naked body? Why, hell no. But it's Dobson who says, if you don't want your kid to turn out to be a homosexual, you've got to take your little boy in and do things with him, like pound things into holes. Yeah. And if your kid doesn't understand what that really means, pound it again and again and again until you're out of breath, and then keep pounding and pounding. This is a sick man. This man is a danger to America. This is a sick, sick, sick man. Focus on the phallus. Focus on the family. Focus on the phallus, yeah. So let me get this straight. If you think your son is gay, you take him into the shower and show him your penis? That sounds like it's right out of the How to Be a Homosexual handbook, doesn't it? Yeah, that'll straighten him out. Come here, Bobby. Dad wants to show you something. Mommy insists, don't have what I'm about to show you. You don't want to go? I'll give you a piece of candy if you come in. Is that what they do at Promise Keeper conventions now when they go take a leak? Come along, Bobby. Daddy has something to show you. Well, when they get home, what? Here, son, let's go play some catch. Then we'll build a birdhouse, and then I'll show you my penis. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So that's what the reference is about the probe coming through your computer if you register for the walkathon with Clint Black to celebrate death and gore and destruction. You know, register online. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to rush right out and do that, Defense Department. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because I want that Dobson probe. Oh, sweet Jesus, I want that probe. Focus on the phallus. Register for Freedom Walk. Jive Aid. 2004 Fascist Fest. Or is it 2005? I don't even know. What the hell is going on? Hello? In the meantime, Cindy Sheehan is sitting down in Texas waiting for this jackass freak to come out and talk to her. And Dobson is telling you to take your son in the bathroom and do a penis check. Holy jumping Jehoshaphat. Oh, my God. We are so through the looking glass. Hi, I'm the Red Queen. What's your name? Alice? Really? Oh. Let's go build a birdhouse, and I'll show you my penis. You can't make this stuff up. You can't. You can't make... This is for real. This is at their website. Oh, my God. It's all there. Oh, never mind. Jeff emailed in about Clint Black. Black is the man behind I Rock and Roll, R-A-Q. I Rock and Roll, a country ditty that conflates Saddam with the devil who attacked the United States on 9/11. Here's some of the lyrics. We can't ignore the devil. He'll keep coming back for more. If they won't show us their weapons, we might have to show them ours. It might be a smart bomb. They find stupid people, too. And if you stand with the likes of Saddam, one just might find you. Oh, Jesus Christ, that is so typically country, isn't it, huh? Isn't that so typically country? Oh, my God, we can't ignore the devil. If they won't show us their weapons, we might have to show them ours. That guy works with Dobson. Right?
Come here, Billy. I want to show you my penis. Come here, Saddam. I want to show you my weapon.
Don't want to, Daddy. Don't want to play with the dead baby. Don't want to see that thing, Daddy. No. Can I go outside, please, Daddy? I won't ever touch Sissy's doll again, Daddy, I promise. Please, Daddy, let me go. I don't want to go to any more Promise Keepers thingies, Daddy, please. I just don't want that merit badge that badly, Daddy. Thank you. No. No, I don't want to see the loofah again either, Daddy. No.
ML emails in, I'm curious, does Laura Bush just sit there in her ranch with moron hubby and say nothing about Cindy's protest? Is Laura Bush just this Stepford wife with no opinion? I mean, don't you think she is saying, George, go talk to her? My God, Mike, she is a mother, too. She used to be a librarian. Has she gotten a lobotomy? Of course, maybe the Republicans have a muzzle on her. I used to be in publishing and always attended a book fair in Texas. It was attended by thousands of educators, and many were librarians in Texas, and they were the most progressive, radical bunch I've ever met. I loved them. I'm also shocked at the media coverage on Cindy. Nothing, zilch, in every paper I look at. Can Cindy file a lawsuit against Fox? They have slandered her. And while I'm ranting, what the hell ever happened to DeLay? Is he in the bunker that Cheney owns? What happened to the Downing Street minutes? Why can't these thugs be tried for war crimes? I'm so angry these days that all I have, and all I have is Air America to keep me sane. I have my headphones on at night so I don't wake up my sweetie when we go to bed. Yeah, I hear you. I hear you, ML. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Can I get an amen tonight? I just, man, this is just spiraling out of control, isn't it? This program is just spiraling out of control. Mike in New Jersey wrote, Hi, Mike. I heard you call on the other military moms that lost their sons in Iraq to join Cindy in Crawford, Texas. Where's Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, John Kerry, Howard Dean, John McCain, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Barbara Boxer, the Pope, the Dalai Lama, Queen Elizabeth, Chirac, Schroeder, Chavez,
NAACP, the 9/11 Widows, Nelson Mandela, Arundhati Roy, Amy Goodman, Randy Rhodes, Noam Chomsky, Michael Moore, Bill Maher, Oprah, Susan Sarandon, Willie Nelson, Tim Robbins, Cher, Martha Stewart, Sean Penn, Al Gore, Gore Vidal, Danny Glover, Bernie Sanders, Phil Donahue, Bill Moyers, Coretta Scott King, Stevie Wonder, Sybil Edmonds, Valerie Plame, Joe Wilson, Jimmy Carter, Andrea Macra, Cynthia McKinney. I could go on forever. And where's me? Yeah. Yeah, me too. We're talking about it tonight, about my jumping on a Southwestern airplane and going over there and probably getting killed. In the frame of mind that I operate in 90% of the time, oh Jesus, I get real nervous. You know, I really do. I really do.
Don't want to, Daddy. I don't want to play with the dead baby, and I don't want to look at your penis again. Please, Daddy. Please.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Okay, Sandra, are you ready for your home's makeover?
Yes!
Okay, we're done!
But you just changed a light bulb.
But wait!
Wow, the walls look brighter, the furniture looks fabulous, the colors are more vibrant.
That's Philips Natural Light at work. Philips Natural Light gives you remarkable light, bringing out the true colors in your decor. It's a makeover with a twist. See what's possible in your home with Philips Natural Light. Philips, sense and simplicity.
Come in and save 10% on all Philips Natural Light products at the Home Depot this month.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear. Only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com or text message 24CLR. Only brand clinically tested. Use as directed.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Hi, this is Randy Thomas for Hooked on Phonics. You know the fantastic reading and math program you've seen on TV and heard on the radio for years. As a mom, I know that reading is key to success at school and a lifetime of learning. I wanted the best for my daughter, and Hooked on Phonics programs are fun and easy. Developed by a parent, Hooked on Phonics has become the number one trusted name in teaching kids to read. And this summer is the perfect time to get your child hooked on reading and give them a jump start on the new school year. Hooked on Phonics programs are easy for moms, fun for kids, and with a money-back guarantee. What are you waiting for? Just call and ask for details. Join me and more than 2 million families and thousands of teachers across the country who have turned to Hooked on Phonics too. Don't wait. Call 1-800-877-1850 and ask about free shipping. That's 1-800-877-1850.
Hooked on Phonics, making learning fun.
Are you tired of guessing when it comes to your ovulation cycle? Tired of using messy, expensive tests to determine your fertility period? Whether you're trying to get pregnant or not, Ovatel is for you. Ovatel is the first saliva-based ovulation test kit that doesn't use a battery. Ovatel is a clinically tested, non-invasive, reusable device that uses a small amount of saliva to detect your ovulation cycle. Determining your fertility period through a saliva test is 98% accurate with results in minutes. Ovatel is just as efficient as a urine test, but without the mess. Plus, one Ovatel device lasts a lifetime. Ovatel is your affordable, portable, no-fuss, no-mess, no-nonsense, discreet solution to detecting your ovulation cycle. It's been used in Europe for years and is now available in the U.S. So take charge of your ovulation cycle and call Ovatel toll-free now.
Call now, 1-800-505-5849. That's 1-800-505-5849. 1-800-505-5849.
It's about, well, that was kind of abrupt, about 9 minutes before
time
the hour.
Time to go.
Yeah, time to go indeed. All right, what else? Open letter from Ralph Nader to Cindy Sheehan. You can find it at commondreams.org. I was going to read it tonight, don't have time, but I liked it. He makes good points, as he always does. The Gates of Hell thing, you can find that if you're willing to go look. Editorial cartoon in the Seattle Post-Intelligencer. I think it's from today. The first panel, a security guy looking through binoculars with Bush behind him. The security guy says, Mr. President, you should stay away from this sector of the ranch. The Bush bastard says, why? Are there terrorists? Security guy says, no, just another dead soldier's mother wanting to ask you some questions. And then you see the little puff of smoke and the lines that mean that the Bush bastard has just disappeared. Not to be flip, but in the other war, Afghanistan, the fifth U.S. soldier in a week was killed by a roadside bomb in eastern Afghanistan today, raising to five the number of Americans killed in less than a week as violence escalates ahead of next month's parliamentary elections. That's according to the Associated Press. Freedom is on the march. Freedom is on the march. Freedom is on the march. From the UK Telegraph, Baghdad elites flee Iraq and the daily threat of death. It says quietly in their ones and twos, the professional classes of Baghdad are slipping out of the country to avoid becoming another fatal statistic. Iraq is losing the educated elite of doctors, lawyers, academic and businessmen who are vital to securing a stable future. There is also fear that their departure will leave a vacuum to be filled by religious extremists. Outside the shelter of the Green Zone, home to the American and Iraqi political leadership, lawlessness has overtaken the capital. Freedom's on the march. Freedom's on the march. Bring them on. Bring them on. Bring them on. Freedom's on the march. I don't know. I don't know what to say. Celeste Zapala. Her oldest son, Pennsylvania National Guardsman Sergeant Sherwood Baker, was killed in Baghdad April 2004 while helping with the search for weapons of mass destruction. She's a co-founder with Cindy Sheehan and others of Gold Star Families for Peace and is now in Crawford. She said today, quote,
It is good to join the peaceful, dignified protest here in Crawford. The measure of a just war is whether you'd be willing to send your own child. The architects of this war did not send their children, and many Americans are deciding they do not want their own children to go. The military is giving false information to soldiers and putting a lot of pressure on people to get them to reenlist. For example, many people are being told that if they don't reenlist, they will be stop lost indefinitely. So they reenlist. That is, they are given the choice of reenlisting and getting a bonus and maybe being stationed somewhere other than Iraq. Or if they don't reenlist, they will be forced to stay in Iraq because the military says this is an emergency. Norman Solomon, Executive Director of the Institute for Public Accuracy, said today, quote, the Pentagon has indicated that it will increase the number of American troops in Iraq during the next few months. But the looming 2006 congressional election campaign has spurred the Bush administration to begin a series of official statements and orchestrated leaks forecasting that American troop levels in Iraq might drop next year. And he goes on with more. But yeah, have you noticed that? These lying bastards, these lying dogs, these filthy, murderous Nazis that run the United States now, have you noticed how they're starting to float that jive turkey nonsense, bat squeeze talk about reducing the number of troops? And why is that? Because the 2006 election campaign season is starting to ignite. So here they go again. Oh, you filthy pigs. You filthy pigs. How many Americans are going to buy it this time, huh? By the lies. The defining issue in this country right now is not the price of gas, it's not all the jobs going out of the country, it's not the lack of health care, it's not poverty, it's not hunger, it's none of that. The defining, most important issue right now is the survival of this country as a democratic republic run by people who had at least a modicum of honesty and justice and truth about them. This gang does not. Everything else flows from that. And at the top of that list is what we are doing and have done to destroy the moral fabric of this country with our invasion into Iraq. And the mass murder of thousands of people, including more than 1,800 of our own. When is this going to stop, Truth Seeker? Huh? How much more are we going to put up with? Your phone calls when we come back.
America Radio.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, it actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a t-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Oil prices have hit a record high. Light crude surged to $65 a barrel Wednesday before settling a dime lower. The spike occurred after the release of a government report that caused concern of a gasoline supply shortage. It showed a 2 million barrel drop in gasoline stockpiles. It looks like the U.S. Army will miss its recruiting goal for this fiscal year. Despite surpassing its quota for July, it's still 11% behind its year-to-date goal. If the Army wants to meet its yearly goals, it will have to make up a shortfall of more than 7,000 soldiers. Larger deficits are seen in the Army National Guard and Reserve. The Army attributes recruiting problems to an improving economy and growing weariness of military service among families. A fallen U.S. Marine from the Tampa Bay, Florida area is set to be laid to rest this week. Carrie Kirkland reports.
22-year-old Tampa Marine Kevin Waringay is scheduled to be laid to rest Saturday at the Florida National Cemetery in Bushnell with full military honors. Waringay was one of the many Ohio-based Marines killed in Iraq last week. He moved here to Tampa from Kenya 7 years ago with his family. Those who knew him well say he loved this country. He was scheduled to come home from Iraq in October. Carrie Kirkland reporting.
A young girl has been killed at an Ocean County, New Jersey Boy Scout camp. Officials in Ocean Township say the 8-year-old girl, whose name has not been released, was hit by a tree that fell on her at the Joseph A. Sitta camp. The camp is owned by the Boy Scouts. The girl, reportedly from northern New Jersey, was sitting at a picnic-type table around noon when the tree came crashing down. Scout executive Ethan Drady says he is stunned by the death of the girl.
This is a terribly traumatic experience for everyone in the scouting family. We're profoundly devastated that a young person, that anybody, would get hurt, let alone have a tree fall on them.
The victim was taking part in a week-long trip to the camp with dozens of other girls. The Shuttle Discovery astronauts received a warm welcome home in Texas on Wednesday. Correspondent Amber Brown reports.
Thousands packed a hangar at Ellington Field in Houston this afternoon to welcome home the Shuttle Discovery astronauts. Shuttle Commander Eileen Collins says the mission was important to get the U.S. back into space, fulfill International Space Station commitments, and continue space exploration.
I see the children in the audience, and I know that you have just such an exciting future because as we travel and learn, we learn more about ourselves and make this Earth a better place to be.
Collins told attendees that she couldn't have done the mission without her crew and the NASA team back on Earth who helped prepare them for the mission. The seven Discovery astronauts celebrated their homecoming with their families and friends as the public cheered for their safe return home. Amber Brown, Dallas.
And you're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Ring of Fire.
I'm Mike Papantonio, and this week Bobby and I are going to be here with the ugly truth about the female talking heads of the far fringy right. And we'll be joined by Air America's own Rachel Maddow, who single-handedly raised the bar for TV punditry. We're also talking with Chris Hedges about his great book, War's a Force That Gives Us Meaning, and we'll take a closer look at the role doctors are playing in the torture at Guantanamo. Ring of Fire this weekend on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. We're coming to your phone calls here. I got to share this email with you. This comes from Jamie in Joliet, Illinois. He writes, this is about the demonstration at the Caterpillar plant in Aurora today where the Bush bastard was speaking. And by the way, we have a couple of sound bites from there. Jamie writes, 100 or so white people turned out to protest Too Stupid at the Cat plant in Aurora. Actually, it's in Montgomery, Illinois today. Jamie says, when I talked to an overwhelming majority of blacks and a small majority of Latinos, they oppose this administration and understand it is a crime family working for the rich at the expense of the poor. Why were there nothing but whites there today, especially given the prominent Latino population in the Aurora area? I'll come back to that. Jamie goes on. The Kane County cops, all K's, were there, stoic and silent, when I crossed into the neutral zone in order to get closer to a Bush supporter who was acting offensively smug toward the protesters as the freaks filed out of their safe zone. I was only mildly resisted by one deputy. Andy Shaw, ABC 7, a reporter out of Chicago, showed up after everything was mostly over and interviewed a woman who had lost a loved one in Iraq while the gaggle of onlookers filled the background of the shot with their faces and signs, as you would expect at a rally like this. I tuned in tonight, Channel 7, to possibly see myself, but for some reason, the story on Bush's visit didn't include a word or an image of the protest. I will resist becoming discouraged and will double my efforts. I'll end up in Gitmo yet. Thanks, Jamie. Why were there no black folks there today? Let me generalize as a white man. I'm going to talk about the black condition now. You see, since I have white skin, that gives me license to do that. Haven't white people always done that? But my guess is black folk have been to one too many demonstrations. They've been German shepherded and fire hosed and lynched and burned and dragged. They've been stoned and cursed at. They've been beaten up. They've been denied education. They have gone and sat in the back of the bus, the front of the bus, under the bus, on top of the bus, until they finally realized they had to own the damn bus. Why do black folk not show up at some of these events? Tell me a black man who gets us into these problems. And don't say Colin Powell. Tell me a black man that says, what time is it? 9 o'clock? Okay, let's go bomb another country. I've said many times, I'm only predominantly white. And I've spent a lot of time around black folk, and some of my good friends who happen to be of African descent, partially, have shared some of the black folk secrets with me. Now, I told y'all way back 4 years ago, when the city of New York was attacked, and everybody was really, really scared, and nobody knew what to do, and everybody was just, it was horrible, and it was. And I strongly recommended to white people that were freaking out to go check with your black friend and sit down, have a cup of tea, and talk over what had occurred on September 11, 2001. And for white folks that didn't have a black friend, go make one. Black folk have been through an awful lot in this country that white people will never completely understand on a gut level, on an emotional level. But some of us can get our minds around it. So why were there not more white people at the Aurora, Illinois protest today? Is it because black folk, why aren't there more black folk? Is it because black folk don't care? No, it's not because black folk don't care. Some of the most patriotic, America-loving people I've ever met have been black people. I think it's because they understand. It's because they know. This is a white power game. This is a white power game. And you put a bunch of black folks and a bunch of white folks out on the street protesting, who are the police going to come at first with the truncheons? Huh? If they're white cops, who are they going to come at first? Who's going to get tasered first? Who's going to feel that hound dog chewing on his ass first? That's right. If you don't have a black friend, go get one and ask them. Don't ask me. I don't know anything. I'm just a white man commenting on the black condition in America, and I don't have a right to do that. O'Reilly and Michelle Malkin. These two people, I don't know. They should be put on a desert island someplace and just left alone with enough falafel and loofahs to keep Bill O'Reilly's hands busy for a long time. Listen to this pig. O'Reilly suggests that Cindy Sheehan is guilty of treason, while his buddy, Michelle Malkin, says she deserves to be scorned. Listen to these two rotten sons of bitches. Listen to them.
Mrs. Sheehan, bear some responsibility for this, and also for the responsibility of other American families who have lost sons and daughters in Iraq who feel that this kind of behavior borders on treasonous. You know, you got to think about those people as well. What about their feelings?
Of course.
What about the sergeant I talked about? What about his feelings? you know, that this woman is now saying that the U.S. government are murderers and all this crazy stuff. You know, there are some people who hate this government, hate their country right now, and blaming Bush for all the terrorism and all the horror in the world. Here's a question, Michelle. Do they have a right to this opinion without being scorned?
No, not without being scorned, no. And I wouldn't call it scorn. I would call it scrutiny. And the mainstream media is not doing it.
You know, when you two die, there really is nothing. There's oblivion, and there's no reference points. There's no way that your ego will be able to say, hey, this is oblivion. But on the slight chance that there's a little sliver of afterlife, a little, you know, like Leonard Cohen says, a little crack, because that's how the light gets in. And there's a crack in everything. If there's a little tiny crack in death, little tiny crack, and you two thugs, slippery, slimy souls, manage to slip through that crack, you know what's going to be waiting for you on the other side of that? Huge demons, like an Anubis. It's going to be waiting for you to bite your damn head off. It's going to be waiting for you. It's going to weigh your heart, O'Reilly and Malkin. It's going to weigh your heart against injustice and truth and honor. And if your heart is too heavy, that's what's waiting for you, the people like you. I am so sick of right-wingers. I am so sick of these media whores. I'm so sick of... Was it Michael Savage tonight we were listening to on the way in here, Kathy? We listened to, for about 2 minutes, and I just about ripped the radio out of the car. This miserable son of a bitch. I'm so sick of the Savages and the Limbaughs and the O'Reillys. I'm so sick of these people. I wish there was some sort of tsunami of the soul that would just come rolling across this country and suck these people up and just roll them right off the planet. You know what I'm saying?
They put their faith and trust in God and corporations. They stand for piety that doesn't suffer.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Whatever you're doing this summer...
Dad, throw the ball!
If your back's killing you, relief is in sight. Get relief now and keep moving with Icy Hot Back Patch. Icy Hot hits it where it hurts. Gets icy first to dull the pain, then hot to relax it away. Stays put, putting medicine right where you want it for hours of pain relief. It's going to be a long, hot summer. Icy Hot's here to help. Keeps them in the car, too. The Icy Hot Back Patch. Relief that moves with you. Use as directed.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin V. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin V gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin V. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, Call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus, and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus, and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware free, and that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was, like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-250-7998 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-250-7998. 800-250-7998. Call Velos right now. 800-250-7998.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus, and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus, and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware free, and that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was, like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-250-7998 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-250-7998. 800-250-7998. Call Velos right now. 800-250-7998.
Soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Michael Long.
Past the hour, my good friend and former drinking buddy Will Rivers Pitt is at Camp Casey, where he is keeping a diary that's recorded at truthout.org. A couple of entries here. This is from tonight, 9:30 p.m. 9:30 at night, we're back at the encampment. It is deep country dark out here. A sliver of moon sneaks out from behind the clouds, but the only real light comes from the occasional headlights and the strobing blue and red from the sheriff's bubble lights. Conversations mutter along the sides of the road as the demonstrators prepare their tents and make plans for the morning. The crickets scree from the underbrush. I don't know where Cindy is right now. I assume she is in her tent herself, getting some rest. Tomorrow will be interesting. Condi and Rummy are coming for a confab at some point. The police may well clear the road before that. On Friday, Bush is going down the road a piece for a fundraiser. We know how much he likes to see protesters, so if they don't clear us out tomorrow, they might the next day. The people out here are ready for whatever happens. The word people are using all through this site is community. Everyone is taking care of everyone. A woman off in the dark to my left, talking on a cell phone to her son, who is a soldier. From the sound of the talk, he supports her completely. This weird little triangle of road in the middle of nowhere has become a center of everything. The crickets could care less, but there it is. The folks are having here are having a press conference at 10:30 tomorrow. We will be there. 10:40 p.m. Camp Rumor says there will be arrests at midnight at the camp. So we're heading back. Stay tuned. 11:15 p.m. We are back at the campsite and everyone is ready for the rumored arrest to come within the hour. The rain has begun again. I will let you know what transpires. Stay tuned. This is what they always do, arrest them at night, away from the cameras. Truthout.org. Will Pitt is writing there, and they're updating it as soon as they get his words. I hope we see him in D.C., Kathy, the 24th, 5th, and 6th of September. Please do what you can to come to this event sponsored by United for Peace and Justice. And I think International Answer is involved, too. Please, whatever you have to do, be there, okay? Bush, today at Caterpillar, you heard the report from our Joliet bureau chief wannabe. Okay, you got it, you got it, you're the bureau chief. Don't you think it's ironic that Bush talks about all the jobs his transportation bill will create, especially for Caterpillar, considering the rabid anti-union tactics used by Caterpillar in the past? And wasn't it a Caterpillar vehicle, some sort of semi-war vehicle, used to run down Rachel Corrie?
It's such an honor to be here at Caterpillar. I want to thank the men and women who build the machinery here. I want to thank you for your hard work. I want to thank you for putting out a great product.
Jesus.
And I'm here to sign the highway bill because I believe by signing this bill, when it's fully implemented, there's going to be more demand for the machines you make here. And because there's more demand for the machines you make here, there's going to be more jobs created around places like this facility.
And that they were union jobs. Imagine the living wage you could earn. Too bad. Too bad. Very quickly, the last one from Bush, still explaining how the highway bill is a jobs program. But again, isn't it ironic that he chose the Caterpillar company to talk about improving quality of life? I wonder if the Palestinians whose homes are being destroyed by D9 Caterpillars feel their lives are improved?
This bill is going to help modernize the highway system and improve quality of life for a lot of people. And these projects will require workers. Highways just don't happen. People have got to show up and do the work to refit a highway or build a bridge. They need new equipment to do so.
Yep.
So the bill I'm signing is going to help give hundreds of thousands of Americans good-paying jobs.
Oh, that's good. By God, that's a good thing there, George. Yeah, it is. All right, stick around. Didn't I say your phone calls when we come back? Okay, your phone calls when we come back. I'm Mike Malloy.
We've investigated every single complaint against the detainees and the allegations by people who were held in detention, people who hate America, people that have been trained to disassemble. That means not tell the truth.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. We're living in the age of BS. In politics, BS and spin have often been valued more than truth. But the Bush administration has taken it to new lows. Listening to this administration, it seems facts have ceased to matter entirely. Global warming? The vast scientific consensus is less important than what Exxon spin makers say. The war on terror? Going just fine, thank you. Karl Rove. Doesn't matter that Bush's brain exposed an undercover CIA agent for political payback. When folks dare to expose the spin, the right wing goes on the offensive. On this week's Mother Jones Radio, New York Times columnist Paul Krugman says, quote, if you say 2 plus 2 equals 4, and that happens to be inconvenient for the Bush administration, then instantly you're a villain, a partisan hack, and probably corrupt, unquote. Hear more about it on this week's edition of Mother Jones Radio, archived online at motherjones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Okay, Sandra, are you ready for your home's makeover?
Yes!
Okay, we're done.
But you just changed a light bulb.
But wait.
Wow, the walls look brighter. The furniture looks fabulous. The colors are more vibrant.
That's Philips Natural Light at work. Philips Natural Light gives you remarkable light, bringing out the true colors in your decor. It's a makeover with a twist. See what's possible in your home with Philips Natural Light. Philips, sense and simplicity.
Come in and save 10% on all Philips Natural Light products at the Home Depot this month.
I'm a woman. I like things like movies with dialogue and sweater sets. I like hot cocoa on a rainy day. I like the word cocoa. But most of all, I like my big fat hog. Which is why I have Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Geico covers most kinds of bikes and has money-saving discounts. Geico. That's nice.
For a free rate quote on motorcycle insurance, visit geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Orkin Man, my neighbor has termites. Should I worry?
Absolutely. The fact is that termites can damage as many homes as fires.
I know it. Honey, I told you they'd ruin the neighborhood.
Who, the termites or the neighbors?
Take your pick.
Well, either way, there's no need to worry, as long as you have an Orkin home protection plan.
Ooh, thank my heavens. You got anything to keep his dog off my lawn?
Different show.
Dagnabbit, I'll call back.
Okay, but for a free termite inspection, call
1-800-ORKINMAN.
Hello, and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
Now my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
Duh, it's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Hi, man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKINMAN.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residents. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
No, no, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Morning Sedition.
Sometimes you're just sort of like, am I getting sick? Do I got the flu? Do I have malaria? What is this, Ebola? What's happening? Is this West Nile? Can't be that. They sprayed me while I was sleeping.
Really?
I don't know. They always say that. They're going to start spraying the West Nile bug repellent. What, do they fly planes over? Do you have any idea, Riley?
No, I think they do it like the trucks.
Do they have a song like the Mr. Softy truck?
Mark Riley and Mark Maron on Air America Radio.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
The Lord Jesus Christ himself. 26 before the hour. Let's do some phone calls here. God. Myron is calling from Georgia. Myron, thanks for holding on. You're listening on WCKY?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Yeah, I tell you, Michael, hey, I'm a black man, and I know you're a white guy, but one thing I want to say, man, you cool with me, brother.
well, that's good.
Yeah, I know we never met, man, but I've been listening to you for some time. I'm a first-time caller, but I tell you, man, you cool with me, brother.
Well, that's good to hear. That's good to hear. I'm glad to hear that. Thank you. Thank you, Myron.
Hey, one thing I like about you, Mr. Malloy, and about this broadcast is that you all are a breath of fresh air when it comes to these false prophets, these preachers. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I can't stand them. I can't stand them.
Me too, man. I mean, especially that Pat Robertson. You know, I used to listen to these hoodlums, man.
I know.
You know, and I just want to ask you this, Mike, in case you're not aware of this. You know, Pat Robertson has now on his broadcast, he set aside the month of August, right, for prayer for the vacancies of the Supreme Court.
Oh, I know. I guess he wants God to reach down and murder some of the people on the Supreme Court so there'll be vacancies so they can put these right-wing thugs there. This man is shameless. This man, I'll tell you what, if this religious stuff, if this Christianity stuff is true, Satan is waiting for Pat Robertson, going to pinch his head off and toss it down for the demons to play soccer ball with. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
All right.
You know, he has these things, you know, he's talking about setting aside a month of prayer for this, but turn right around and have a telethon and rob naive and gullible professing Christians out their money.
Sure,
You know, these guys are just straight up crooks, and I don't know why people can't see this. And I heard you mention penises concerning James Dobson, right?
Right.
Well, maybe Dobson and Farwell and Robinson need to get together and compare each other penises.
Oh, my God. That brings up an image that I don't need this late at night.
Quite disgusting, isn't it?
It is. But that's what this is all about. That's what Bush is about.
Yeah.
You know, Bush made a big deal because he got Saddam's revolver at home. I think it's his revolver. Bush managed to get his hands on Saddam Hussein's gun and bring it home.
Hey, squeeze it and stretch it real good.
That's right. That's right. He's got his revolver and brought it home. So, you know, these people do not fool anyone with a brain.
I don't.
They do not fool anyone with a brain. We know what's going on. We know what it's about. We know how sick it is. The problem is, while it might be weirdly funny, it's also destroying everything. These people have got to go. They have got to go.
Preachers, all of them, all these right-wing, crooked, politicking, false prophets, these preachers, they need to go straight to hell.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, Mr. Malloy.
Thanks a lot for checking in, Mr. Myron.
Yeah, man. God bless you, man.
Call in again. You have a nice evening.
You too, brother.
All right. Take care. Jerky, our bureau chief at large. Hey, Jerky, how you doing?
Hey, not too bad. I'm still laughing. That image isn't going to leave my head too easily, I don't think.
Oh, what, those guys getting together comparing penises? Oh,
great,
I know.
The great Jesus circle, whatever.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just wondering how long it'll take before one of these child-molesting, pervert, Christian fundamentalist Republicans uses the Dobson defense after being caught exposing themselves, you know, to a busload of Boy Scouts.
I'm telling you, that's going to happen. Yeah.
I was
just trying
to save them from a life of homosexual depravity.
There you go. The only reason, you know, we call it scared straight, har, har, har. You know, the only reason I unzip my fly, Your Honor, is because I was trying to keep this young man from becoming a queer.
You know, they've taken something that, like you said earlier, should not be sexualized, something like nudity within the family, you know.
Right.
It shouldn't be an object of any, you know, any kind of panic, but they're sexualizing it.
And they have. You know, I've raised boys and girls, and I have a new little girl here that I hope to live long enough to raise, and I'll tell you, nudity in our family was something like ho-hum. Once the kids got to be a certain age and developed their own modesty, then that was respected, end of story.
Yeah, you live together. I mean, also, you know, in Civilization and Its Discontents, which is, I think, Sigmund Freud's best work, although it's just a short little pamphlet compared to his other stuff.
Yeah, Kathy's read that. I haven't.
Yeah,
because
it's a great one. Yeah. It's a quick read. Well, he posits that most, if not all, political and social ills can be traced back to the pathologies that necessarily emerge from the family structure, just as that naturally emerge from that. And the more I see things or hear stories like this Dobson penis thing, the more it just seems like he hit the nail on the head.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a lot of stuff that people can criticize Sigmund Freud about. And I think the criticisms are valid, but by the same token, there's an awful lot of stuff that he hit a bullseye with.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, I know that you got probably a lot of other callers to get to tonight.
All right, Jerky, take care.
All right. Great show. I'm gonna be downloading this one for sure.
Take care, Jerky. Watch your back. Cassandra is calling from New Jersey. Hey, Cassandra.
Hi, Mike.
Well, welcome to the program.
How you doing?
I'm all right. How about you?
Oh, God, that homoeroticism is like just right in your face from that party. I mean, they're just I just can't take it anymore.
I know. What is so weird about it is they don't even understand what they're doing, and this is their way to demonize gay folk. This is their way to make it appear as though being a gay person is somehow in their screwed up world of perversion, when what they're doing is borders on child molestation. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, and when they're so gay, they don't even know it. I mean, it's just...
Well, I don't think they're gay. I think they're child molesters. These people are involved in power tripping. These white men preachers are involved in power tripping sexually, females that come around them, and they're now, and I believe this, involved in power tripping children sexually, children that come around them. That's what these perverts are about. I have no problem whatsoever with gay folk. I have an enormous problem with child molesters.
Oh, yeah, I know, absolutely. But you know what I love about you is when, you know, you really, really zero in on things, like your conversation with Brian, that guy who's running against Sensenbrenner.
Right.
And, I mean, I would vote for dirt over Sensenbrenner.
Right.
But when you start questioning this guy about his position on Iraq, to me, it's just so, like you said, so crystal clear. Get out right now, if not the latest tomorrow. I mean, that's all you need to say. And these people, like, especially the Democrats, who kind of like, you know, I don't really want to offend anybody, and I'm kind of afraid somebody will call me weak on whatever. You know, so I don't really come out with the truth. And like, when you speak that truth, I mean, nothing comes out as powerfully as that. And that's why I like Cindy Sheehan so much, because when you listen to her, she's so powerful because one thought leads so logically into the next. It's so natural, and it's so truthful. I mean, there's just, you know, a lot of times I listen to people, and like, I guess now my thoughts don't coherently lead one into the other. But she, I mean, there's just no debating to me what she has to say. And so when you really put the spotlight on this guy, it just seemed to bring up so many of these other, you know, people who are so soft on this issue, instead of just, you know, let's get out of there immediately. I just can't see any other way.
Well, my hope is that some of these Democratic candidates, and I'm not trying to be patronizing here, but some of these folks are fairly young, and yeah, they've had military experience. Yeah, they've had, you know, they've got some scars on them from life. But my hope is that in bringing them on the program, at least they're Democrats, that they will grow into the role of a real Democrat, a real a peaceful human being. I do believe that Democrats, for the most part, liberals, especially liberals, are peace-loving people. Conservatives are killers and murderers and war starters. And I'm just hoping, maybe, that in talking with these folks, and as they go through their campaigns and get challenged by people, that maybe they will realize that what they're saying might be politically astute, because after all, this guy tonight, Kennedy, he's going to be running in Sensenbrenner's district, and any group of people that send Sensenbrenner to the United States Congress for 30 years, you know that's not a group of liberals.
Well, how about this is a really pinpointing them. If you had a child there, then how would you want to get out, or would you want to, you know, get out another year and a half till everything's fixed, which it won't be?
Well, I agree with you. Get out tomorrow, and if that's too quick, day after. Hey, Cassandra,
Mike.
I got to leave it there. Thanks, dear. I appreciate you checking in. You have a nice evening.
Thinking about the world as it is. Why must we go on hating? Why can't we live and live? Cut out on the edge of darkness. There is a peace train. A peace train takes this country. Come take me home again. A peace train sounding louder.
Shout on the peace train.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Okay, Sandra, are you ready for your home's makeover?
Yes!
Okay, we're done.
But you just changed a light bulb.
But wait.
Wow, the walls look brighter, the furniture looks fabulous, the colors are more vibrant.
That's Philips Natural Light at work. Philips Natural Light gives you remarkable light, bringing out the true colors in your decor. It's a makeover with a twist. See what's possible in your home with Philips Natural Light. Philips, sense and simplicity.
Come in and save 10% on all Philips Natural Light products at the Home Depot this month.
Whatever you're doing this summer...
Dad, throw the ball!
If your back's killing you, relief is in sight. Get relief now and keep moving with Icy Hot Back Patch. Icy Hot hits it where it hurts. Gets icy first to dull the pain, then hot to relax it away. Stays put, putting medicine right where you want it for hours of pain relief. It's going to be a long, hot summer. Icy Hot's here to help. Keeps them in the car, too. The Icy Hot Back Patch. Relief that moves with you. Use as directed.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Attention, investors. Are you looking for above-average returns and willing to speculate in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. Barclay's a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery, because futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energies, and specifically unleaded gasoline. refineries are running near capacity. Asian demand, most especially China, is presenting increased pressure on worldwide supplies. The Middle East continues to be a hotbed of uncertainty. Learn how to position yourself in these exciting markets right now. Discover your investment options for the future. Call Barclay Financial for a free special market report on energies, and as a bonus, we'll send you a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 800-774-7007. That's 800-774-7007. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now, and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
End your day streaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's about 9 before the hour. Thanks to our New York crew. As always, Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac. I have a frog in my throat, Gabby. Who engineered the program? David Fizikas is our associate producer. He answered your calls tonight.
Chris, well, show it your penis.
Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent, Ben Birch at WhiteRoseSociety.org. Mark Marshall, who is our webmaster, and Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. All right, let me see if I can squeeze in couple more calls here real quick. Ray is calling from Queens, New York. Hey, Ray.
How you doing, Mike?
Hey, I'm doing
love
fine.
Your program.
Thank you.
And I love you, man. You're incredible. There's one thing wrong. Over here in New York, we don't get you after 12 o'clock.
I know. That's because WLIB has another program on starting at midnight, and that's just the way it goes. But you
well,
can.
That's a shame, man, because we missed that. Well, I mean, we're missing the best part of the program. I was laughing like crazy.
Well,
I almost forgot what I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
Well, anyway, my idea for Iraq goes like this. We could get out of Iraq. How long does it take to train American soldiers before we send them out to kill and die?
Not long.
5 months, right?
How long?
About 5 or 6 months.
If that, yeah. Okay.
So why can't we train the Iraqis? So far we've been training for the last 2 years.
You know, we talked about that last night, Ray. Training the Iraqis to defend their own country is not what the U.S. is about. We, being the Bush crime family, does not want an army in Iraq. The Bush crime family does not want a police force in Iraq or the equivalent of our National Guard. The Bush crime family wants U.S. military there forever to use as a staging area. We are building 14 military bases in Iraq. Every time I hear these sons of bitches say that the troops will withdraw when the mission is complete, I go crazy because you know when the mission will be complete? When every last drop of oil is gone out of Iraq and all those Caspian Sea areas that are close to Iraq, close enough to send American fighters and American soldiers to steal that resource too. That's when we'll get out of there.
Yes, but I'm not talking about Bush because he's too stupid to know what for his own good. I'm talking about this other guest that you had on before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is why, because sending the UN troops, I don't think it's a very good idea. You know, it would still be in the same mess.
What, withdrawing slowly?
You said that maybe we should just send in the UN troops and get out of there ourselves?
No, not troops. How much more murder do we have to commit or assist in committing?
We
need to send in NGOs, non-government organizations from the United Nations, peace groups, food groups, business groups, environmental groups, Muslim groups, real Christian groups. People are not there to tell the Muslims they're going to burn in hell if they don't accept Christ, but people who are there to do the work of Christ, which is clothe the naked, feed the hungry, give sustenance to those who are dying of hunger, visit the people in prison. You know what Jesus talked about.
Right.
And let's not forget that Jesus was a Palestinian Jew. He was a combination. He was Arab. He was Jew. He was, I don't know what the hell he was, but he wasn't, some blue-eyed, blonde, white dude that these people in the United States have made him out to be. I don't know. I don't know what to say.
I know that also. You know what? Are you sure that you're not a black man in a white man's body? Because, I mean, you're so right on. It's unbelievable. I never heard a white man speak like you. Never, never.
Well, let me. Never mind.
You got a lot of courage. You know that, right? You have a lot. I admire the courage that you have to be saying.
Well, that's.
I've listened to your program almost every single night.
Well, I'm glad you've tuned in. I really appreciate it because we need listeners. We need people to tune in. We need people to find Air America, not just this program, but all the programs.
I tell everybody about your show.
Thank you. I'm glad to hear that. Ray, let me try to get one more call in, okay?
All right. Good talking to you, Mike.
Thank you, sir. You have a nice evening. Take care. Marge is calling from Indiana. Marge, you got a minute?
Hey there, Michael. You're really on a roll tonight.
Well, so are you. You called in about the Rolling Stones album?
Yes, I did. Have you heard about it?
Yeah, I was going to give some of the lyrics. Well, we talked about it last night. I was going to give some of the lyrics tonight, what I could without being bleeped off the air. But
I just wanted to make sure you were you heard about it. I just heard a few of the lyrics, something about, if you're arrested and then can't see a lawyer, and that's the only one I heard. It's called A Bigger Bang is the name of the album.
Yeah.
And one song is Sweet Neocon, and I thought that sounds interesting.
Oh, it's great. It's great. Mick Jagger has just unloaded on, I don't know that Jagger wrote it. The Stones very seldom write their own music, if ever. But whoever wrote this for the Stones, it's pretty direct. It's right.
Guaranteed to get him crossed off the guest list for the White House, you think?
I think. Can you believe those guys are in their 60s?
Well, nothing wrong with the little gray beards. I mean, what the hell?
Oh, man, let me tell you something. When I was in my 20s listening to rock and roll, if somebody would have said, hey, someday you're going to be listening to rock and roll performers who are in their 60s, I would have said, get out of here. You're out of your mind. Rock and roll is a young person's game. And Mick Jagger, they're 62 years old, bouncing around the stage. It's insane. Marge, I got to go. Thanks for checking in.
Take care.
All right, you too. Oh, my God. What a show tonight. What the hell happened? We just lost control, didn't we, Kathy? Just lost it completely.
Now show him your penis.
This is radio, sweetheart. This is radio. Oh, my God. We'll see you tomorrow night. Take care, okay? Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
Sandra Oh was just wonderful in that film, at least so I heard.
Yeah, she was great.
How do you know?
I own that film. It deserved the buzz it got at Sundance. Incredible.
Did you download it from the internet or get a hot copy on Canal Street?
No, I'm a Film Movement member.
Film Movement?
Yeah, I joined Film Movement on the internet. For the cost of a movie ticket and popcorn, they send me a great new independent or foreign film on DVD every month.
How long do you get to keep it before you return it?
Forever. I own it.
You own it? No late fees?
None. Film Movement is like a Book of the Month club, but with great films, selected by a renowned board of curators from the world's top festivals, like Cannes, Sundance, and Venice.
Film Movement?
Yeah, Film Movement.
Okay, but let me tell you about this incredible Moroccan film that I saw in this little theater in Boston.
I own it.
Let me guess, Film Movement.
Well, yeah.
Click on the Film Movement link on AirAmericaRadio.com or go to FilmMovement.com to subscribe. That's the Film Movement link on AirAmericaRadio.com or go to FilmMovement.com. Film Movement. Are you a member yet?
Order now at FilmMovement.com and receive a free Film Movement compilation of award-winning shorts, plus 20% off your order. Join today.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this 3 times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You were so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on a